Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warp jungle dub siren in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it the smart way. Classic vibe, lots of movement, and minimal CPU load. This kind of sound is pure jungle energy. It's not just a flashy effect. It's a phrase object. Think of it like a warning signal, a ritual chant, or a little burst of tension that punctuates the arrangement and gives your drum and bass track that old-school dubwise attitude. We're going to keep the setup lean and practical, using mostly stock Ableton devices, so this works in real projects, not just sound design demos. By the end, you'll have a siren that can sit in intros, breakdowns, fills, pre-drop moments, and call and response sections without chewing through your CPU. Let's start with the source. For the cleanest, lightest approach, load operator on a new MIDI track. Operator is a great choice here, because it's simple, efficient, and it does that raw analog style movement really well. Set oscillator to a sine wave if you want a more traditional dub siren, or a triangle wave if you want a bit more bite and edge in a busy mix. Turn off the other oscillators so we keep the patch lean. We do not need a huge layered synth here. One oscillator is enough if the motion is right. For the amp envelope, keep the attack nearly instant, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere in the 250 to 700 millisecond range, with sustain at 0 and a short release, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds. That gives you a tight whoop shape that feels like a siren, rather than a sustained pad. Now, before we go any further, a quick teaching tip. Keep the raw sound conservative. Leave headroom. Dub sirens can get loud fast once you start adding saturation and delay, and you want room for automation to build the energy later. Now let's write the MIDI phrase. A dub siren works best when it's simple and repetitive. We're not writing a full melody. We're making a tension signal. Use one or two bars, and keep the notes short. One to three notes is often enough. Try a basic shape like root note, then a minor second or minor third above it, then maybe an octave jump for drama. In D minor, for example, you might use D, F, and then D an octave up. In F minor, maybe F, AB, and then the octave. Keep it in the mid-range, somewhere around C3 to C5 depending on how aggressive you want it. And here's a very jungle-friendly mindset. It's okay if the siren clashes a little with the key. In fact, a little tension can be the whole point. Just make sure it sounds deliberate. Next, we add the warp. The warped feeling comes from pitch movement and automation, not from piling on heavy plugins. In operator, use the pitch envelope to create a swoop at the start of each note. Keep it subtle at first. A movement of 2 to 12 semitones is usually plenty. Set the decay between 100 and 400 milliseconds so the pitch rises or falls in a way that feels animated, not random. If you want more liquid movement, use glide or portamento. A short glide time, around 50 to 150 milliseconds, can make the notes bend into each other and give the phrase that slippery, jungle warble. You can also overlap the MIDI notes a little if needed. Now let's build the processing chain. After operator, add EQ8. This is where we carve space so the siren doesn't fight the kick and sub. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, so the low end stays clean. If you want the siren to cut through more, add a small boost somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. If it gets harsh, tame a little around 3 to 6 kHz, especially if your hats, rides, or snare are already bright. The main idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the siren should ride above the bass, not wrestle it. Next, add saturator. We want controlled grit, not total destruction. Try a drive amount of 2 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. Then match the output so the level doesn't jump too much. This adds harmonics and urgency, which makes the siren feel more alive in the mix. A useful rule of thumb, if the siren starts sounding too glossy or too modern, back off the saturation a little and let the filtering do more of the character work. Now for movement and arrangement control. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass or band pass depending on the section. For a mysterious intro, a low pass can keep the siren dark and hidden. For a haunted breakdown or radio ghost effect, band pass is excellent. Automate the cutoff between roughly 300 Hz and 6 kHz, and keep the resonance somewhere around 10 to 35%. If you want a little more attitude, add a touch of filter drive, but don't overcook it. This is one of the most useful parts of the lesson. The filter turns the siren from a static sound into an arrangement tool. Open it up before the drop, close it down during the build, and use it to shape the listener's energy. Now let's make it dubwise. Add echo if you want richer space and movement, or simple delay if you want to stay even lighter on CPU. Both can work well. With echo, try syncing the time to 1/8, 1/4 or dotted 1/8. Set feedback around 25 to 55% and roll off the low end in the delay so it doesn't muddy the mix. Keep modulation subtle. You want the echoes to dance around the breakbeat, not smear everything. If you use simple delay, try different left and right timings, maybe dotted 1/8 on one side and 1/4 on the other. Keep feedback around 20 to 40%, and automate the dry/wet amount when you want a phrase to explode into a transition. And this is where the jungle magic happens. A short delay on the siren can lock into the pocket of the break without needing more MIDI notes. It creates motion for free, which is always a win. Finish the chain with utility. This is a small device, but it's really important. Use it to control width and gain. In dense sections, narrow the siren so it stays focused. In the intro, keep it centered and more mono if you want a strong, direct presence. And when you're automating big transitions, use utility to keep the level under control. A centered siren often works better in drum and bass than an ultra-wide one, especially if your bass and pads are already filling out the stereo field. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the sound really earns its keep. Automate the pitch movement, filter cutoff, delay feedback, delay wetness, stereo width, and even saturator drive if you want a little more intensity at the end of a phrase. That's how you turn a simple siren into a proper arrangement element. For example, you might start with a filtered siren and low delay in the first 8 bars. Then open the filter and increase delay feedback in the next section. Right before the drop, push the pitch rise and resonance a little harder. Then, on the transition, cut the siren sharply and let the delay tail spill into the first bar of the drop. That's classic tension and release. It's simple, but it hits hard. If you want a more old-school sampled feel, you can resample the siren to audio and warp it. Record the output to a new audio track, double-click the clip, and turn warp on. Complex Pro works well for smoother tonal material, while beats can be cool if you want a chopped or more rhythmic feel. A really nice trick here is to duplicate the audio clip, warp one copy normally, and transpose the other copy up or down a few semitones. Blend them lightly. That gives the siren a rougher jungle texture, like it came from a dusty dub plate or an old tape loop. For even more character, save the whole setup as a rack so you can reuse it later. Map your macros to pitch, filter cutoff, delay feedback, saturation, width, and dry/wet. That way, you can quickly reshape the sound for different tracks or arrangement sections without rebuilding the chain from scratch. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the siren too bright. If it's all top-end sparkle, it can clash with hats and rides and start sounding thin instead of powerful. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Delay usually gives you the jungle space you want with less smear. Keep reverb subtle if you use it at all. Third, don't load it up with low end. High-pass it and keep it out of the sub region. Let the kick and bass own that space. Fourth, don't make the pitch movement random. The siren should feel like a deliberate warning call. Structure is what makes it feel musical. And fifth, don't use a bunch of heavy layers unless you really need them. One synth, one EQ, one saturator, one filter, one delay. That's enough for a lot of powerful drum and bass work. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it further. Tune the siren to the key of your track, then bend away from it slightly with minor seconds, tritones, or octave jumps. That creates dark tension without sounding accidental. Try bandpass filtering for haunted breakdowns. It can make the siren feel like it's coming through a tunnel or radio speaker. If you want more grit, resample the sound and add a light touch of redux or extra saturation. Just keep it subtle. We want attitude, not digital crumble. You can also duplicate the siren and reverse one copy to create a menacing sweep before the main hit lands. That works especially well before a drop or fill. And don't forget the delay throw. A single big delay tail at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase can make the arrangement feel much larger without cluttering the whole section. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 16-bar jungle siren arrangement. In bars 1 to 4, keep the siren filtered, with low feedback and narrow width. In bars 5 to 8, open the filter a bit and add more pitch movement. In bars 9 to 12, duplicate the siren an octave higher, lower the dry level, and add a short burst of saturator drive. In bars 13 to 16, automate a rising pitch or filter sweep, then cut the siren hard at the end and let the delay tail spill into the next section. If you want a challenge, resample the final phrase and warp it slightly off-grid so it answers your breakbeat fill. That's a great way to make the siren behave like part of the drum arrangement, not just a sound sitting on top. So the big takeaway is this: A warp jungle dub siren in Ableton Live 12 doesn't need a huge chain or a giant synth setup. Start with operator, shape it with pitch, filtering, saturation, and delay. Keep it out of the low end, and automate it like a real arrangement weapon. That's how you get the classic jungle tension, the dubwise attitude, and the kind of movement that makes the track feel alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a device-by-device preset walkthrough, a MIDI pattern example, or a full 32-bar arrangement plan.